The state Senate race in Fairbanks between Republican Senator Pete Kelly and Democratic Representative Scott Kawasaki has seen the most spending of any legislative race by a wide margin. That's according to reports on campaign spending filed yesterday. Here to talk about these reports is Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchman. Andrew, how's it going?
It's going well, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. So which races are drawing the most campaign spending?
A lot of the money is coming from independent expenditure groups that are targeting specific areas of the state. And that's particularly true for Republican-affiliated groups, which are seeking to defeat members of the current House Majority Coalition. And the targeted incumbents at this point include nonpartisan candidates Jason Gren and Paul Seaton, who's a former Republican nominated by the Democrats in Homer, and Republican Gabrielle Ledoux, and Democrats Adam Wall and Matt Klayman.
Okay, why are these candidates targets for Republicans?
They all represent districts where registered Republicans outnumber Democrats. That's typical for the state. Only 8 of the 40 House districts have more registered Democrats than Republicans. Those are in downtown Anchorage, Juneau, and northern and western Alaska. But these particular districts have a particularly large margins, and the Republicans really see these as potential pickup areas. It won't be easy. Some of these districts were targeted by Republicans 2 years ago, and they were unsuccessful.
What about groups on the other side?
Well, there are groups funded by labor unions that are aiming to defeat Pete Kelly and Republican Representative Jennifer Johnston. Other House seats held by Republicans that face tough challenges include Lance Pruitt in Anchorage, who is facing Democrat Liz Snyder, and Josh Rivak, who defeated Republican Minority Leader Sharice Millett in the primary, and he faces Democrat Pat Higgins in the general election.
Definitely an interesting primary in that race. Now, which House races have seen the most spending?
First and foremost, we look at a seat in Fairbanks, where Democrat Catherine Dodge and Republican Barton Labone are competing to succeed Kawasaki. The Democrats don't want to lose that district, and it is definitely one of those seats where there are significantly more Republicans than registered Democrats. So that is really got a lot of attention. It overlaps with the Kelly Kawasaki race, which represents that House district as well. The second most spending is in Juneau, where Democrat Andy Story and Republican Jerry Nankervis are running to succeed Democrat Justin Parrish.
Now, this has maybe gotten overshadowed a little by the gubernatorial election, but which party is best positioned to organize a House majority after the election?
That very much remains to be seen. The current Republican minority in the House would have to pick up 3 seats to take the majority, and that may prove to be a tall order, but it's possible. I can say that there will be at least 10 new members, since of the 40 House races, only 30 have incumbents that are still in the general election.
Andrew, any other particularly interesting House races?
Well, the best funded write-in candidate is Republican Jake Sloan, who's aiming to defeat Ledoux. Ledoux caucused with mostly Democratic House majority the past 2 years, and she survived a Republican primary challenge.
The results of that primary really close, and I guess there were still some questions about some ballots in that election. Is there anything more to say about the state Senate?
Well, outside of the Kelly Kawasaki race, it could be a quiet election for the Senate. The next most competitive Senate race may be in Juneau, Gustavus, Haynes, and Skagway, where Democrat Jesse Keel faces nonpartisan Don Etheridge, and that's to succeed Democrat Dennis Egan. But other than Kawasaki, no challengers have raised even half as much as the candidates from the parties that currently hold the Senate seats.
Interesting. Well, Andrew, as always, thank you and appreciate you being here.
Thanks a lot, Casey.
That was Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchman.